Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is September 24th on a Wednesday morning here with Steve and Ted. Our full weather forecast is on the way, of course.
I'm Rodney Price. The final review of Wichita's 2025 fireworks season is in, and there was a notable change in the data. We'll tell you what that is coming up.
Kansas chaplain Emil Kapon is featured in a graphic novel series. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita on this Wednesday morning, we have a cloudy sky. It is 64 degrees. At yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council received a review of this year's fireworks season.
The Wichita Fire Department responded to 92 fireworks-related calls during the holiday. Wichita Battalion Chief Jose Ocades says after a review of the reports, the department concluded that 3 structure fires, not 0, involved fireworks, but added,
the main thing is that firework detonation was not the ignition source. It was some other type of ignition source that caused the fireworks inside the residence to catch on fire.
29 people between the ages of 2 and 48 suffered fireworks-related injuries. The city's main enforcement effort centered on after-hours fireworks. 14 teams patrolled on July 4th through the 6th between midnight and 2 a.m. and issued 19 citations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The life of Kansas chaplain Emil Kapon is being featured in the Medal of Honor graphic novel series for the Association of the United States Army.
Kapon was ordained as a priest by the Wichita Diocese in 1940 and became a chaplain in 1944, serving initially in India and Burma during World War II. Later in Korea, he became known for rescuing wounded and dead soldiers and using his military jeep as a makeshift altar to celebrate mass. Kapon was captured in 1950 and died as a prisoner of war in 1951. In 2013, he was awarded the Medal of Honor. In 2021, his remains were returned here to Kansas. Since 1993, Kapon has undergone the canonization process for sainthood. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made an announcement this week claiming that Tylenol may be linked with autism in children.
This announcement was made. What it does is it has the FDA issuing a label change for acetaminophen, which is Tylenol's active ingredient, to reflect evidence suggesting its use may be associated with an increased risk for autism and ADHD in children. That's, of course, when taken by pregnant women. This response to this announcement, it's really been diverse. Many in the growing autism community are glad that this kind of attention is being paid, but others feel that the message blurs the line between possible association and causation.
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
The president's sentiment there specific to pregnancy and for young children. But Ken View, the maker of Tylenol, maintains that a decade of research has never proven a link between acetaminophen and autism.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report from the nation's capital.
In a letter to Congress, Google's legal team has admitted to censoring political speech at the command of the Biden administration.
The Biden administration went so far to put extreme pressure on the company to censor, suppress, and sometimes take down content from conservatives that did not even violate the company's policies. Now, across the YouTube channel platforms, conservatives complained about getting channels removed in 2023 and 2024. Now, the House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan released the letter from Google. He says Google made these changes, pointed out in the letter, and admitted the transgressions only after the House investigation, as well as subpoena over censorship. And the letter says the company terminated channels for repeatedly violating its community guidelines on election integrity.
That was Fox Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House.
Public feedback is being requested for possible zoning changes at Jabera Airport in northeast Wichita. City of Wichita is considering rezoning 95 acres of the property, allowing for the construction of three commercial warehouses. There will be informational workshop, and that is this evening at 6 o'clock, followed by a public hearing that's at the Wichita Airport Authority Administration Building, 2173 South Air Cargo Road at Eisenhower National Airport.
A 21-year-old man accused of failing to stop at the scene of a deadly crash in which a pickup truck hit a bicycle last week in downtown Wichita made his first appearance on Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. A judge formally charged the Wichita man, Blaine Lee Hughes, with one count of leaving the scene of an accident. In the crash last Wednesday, Wichita police responded to a hit-and-run reported at 9 p.m. near Broadway and Murdoch. When the officers arrived, they found 57-year-old Daniel Forche lying in the road. Forche died at the scene. Police interviewed witnesses and found footage of a suspect vehicle, a white Dodge Ram 1500, that reportedly hit Forche on his vehicle going east on Murdoch.
We'll be taking a look at a bad bacteria. And Jimmy Kimmel is back on the air after less than a week. And, of course, our full weather forecast here on this Wednesday is on the way from Storm Team 12. It's all coming up. Glad you're with us here as we start on this Wednesday morning. It's 6:06 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Federal health officials are warning that nightmare bacteria cases are on the rise here in the United States.
Nightmare bacteria are resistant to the drugs that should fight them. And a new report from CDC scientists finds nightmare bacteria infections rose by nearly 70% between 2019 and 2023, driven mainly by bacteria with a gene known as NDM. That used to be more rare and linked to patients receiving care overseas. But with rising numbers in the U.S., one of the study's lead authors says many more people may be carriers without knowing it, and conditions that had been considered easy to treat, such as urinary tract infections, could become chronic problems. Misuse or overuse of antibiotics can lead to resistance. One researcher not involved in the study suggesting a surge in antibiotic use during the pandemic may be a factor in rising resistance now. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel returned to late-night TV after being suspended for his comments he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. More from Fox's Sue Guzman.
A defiant and tearful Kimmel returned to late-night TV Tuesday night. He didn't apologize, but said he never intended to make light of Charlie Kirk's murder. He also took aim at President Trump, blaming him for his nearly week-long suspension.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
President Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, I can't believe ABC gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told the show was canceled. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here we are on a Wednesday morning. And as the Wednesday commute gets underway, we'll keep you updated all morning long on traffic conditions. Jad Chambers will help us out with that.
And the traffic conditions are looking quite a bit better than they were this time yesterday morning. The roadways are dry. We've still got some fairly light traffic volumes out there. Yeah, things looking pretty good so far this morning out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's get our weather forecast here on this Wednesday from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet start to our Wednesday with off and on showers through about lunchtime, then mostly cloudy skies and a high of 73. Becoming mostly clear, a bit cooler, 57 tonight. Back over to mostly sunny skies and warmer on Thursday, high 79. Bright blue skies and a high of 80 on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north. It is mostly cloudy as we await the sunrise. It is 63 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, September 24th, at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Christmas Eve is 3 months from today.
Wow. Uh-oh. You say something like that, and the displays will start going up at Walmart.
They're already up.
And we'll start hearing, you know, baby, it's cold outside on the radio. Just wait for it.
It's not far off. It is 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Welcome in studio, John Whitmer. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
What's going on this Wednesday morning?
Not much. I didn't watch Kimmel last night, but, you know, you mentioned and Jad mentioned it during the break there. Give him credit for acknowledging, you know, Erica Kirk, forgiveness to the assassin, which took incredible courage on her part. So Kimmel, you know, he didn't fully apologize, but his remarks were, you know, he didn't take too many pot shots either. So, you know, his remarks last night were measured, at least.
Yeah, they were. And, he straddled the issue and
yeah,
he kind of, didn't come out either way, but he made his opinion known.
Yeah,
without being as barbed
exactly
as he usually is.
Yeah,
he was a little soft last night, but it won't take too long for
him. No, he'll get back on the horse and
before it's back to normal.
It'll be interesting. You know, the whole thing, I'm glad it's over with. Let's move on, you know.
A bull moose fell into an abandoned well in Maine. The moose is fine. It was pulled to safety during an elaborate 5-hour rescue. Not easy to get a moose out of a 9-foot hole.
I was going
to
say, how did that only take 5 hours? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Family that owned the forested land in northern Maine and discovered the moose looking out from the well that was 9 feet deep. And then they alerted the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. A biologist sedated the moose. And then the game wardens put straps on the moose. And they used an excavator provided by the family. They gingerly lifted the moose out of the well.
Wow.
Eventually, it woke up and ran off.
All right, Jen.
Seems like it's all right.
You know trivia.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, here you go. The Bull Moose Party was the founding name of what political party?
Bull Moose. The founding name of the what political party?
The Bull Moose Party became the what political party?
Oh, wow. The Republican Party?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the original name of the Republican Party. There you go.
Long ago.
A little trivia for you. A bull moose in a pit. Wow.
All right, John.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
What were the original two political parties? First two.
You got me on that one.
Federalist and anti-federalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Uh-oh. Now I'm in trouble.
No, that's good. We had a moose. Now we got a bear. but it's on the other side of things. Florida's first bear hunt in a decade drew more than 160,000 applicants for just 172 permits. Your odds aren't very good there, but hunt opponents submitted some permits. They were trying to reduce the number of bears killed. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will award permits to a random lottery for the hunt. It'll take place in December. It allows a hunter to kill one bear in some parts of Florida where the bear population is deemed too large. There are an estimated 4,000 bears in Florida. I didn't know this.
I wouldn't have thought there were a lot of bears in Florida.
The last hunt they had was a decade ago, when they did that, more than 300 bears were killed in 2 days.
Gators? Yes. Bears?
So, I wouldn't have thought. Yeah, I guess they're getting ready for another bear hunt, legal bear hunt in Florida, where apparently 4,000 bears live, and I assume some of whom have voted in that state.
But they probably voted for Ron DeSantis.
Weird things happen in Florida. Anyone can vote, even if they're a bear. It is 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'm going to leave that one. I have an art story for you. A curator at the landmark Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam discovered that, more or less by accident, that the dog in Rembrandt's famous Night Watch painting is a near-identical copy of a 1619 drawing by a fellow Dutch artist. They say they spotted the uncanny resemblance while visiting an exhibition in the southern Netherlands. Similarities, quote, so strong that at the very first moment I thought that Rembrandt must have used this. The discovery is the latest in a series of revelations to emerge during a year-long project to re-examine the canvas using modern techniques. They began doing that 6 years ago, and they're still doing restoration work, likely to take even more years to complete. On the famous painting Night Watch by Rembrandt.
Somebody spent six years restoring a painting.
Yeah, and they're still doing that. It is 6:17.
Dedication.
Yeah, I know. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do start it with a little football. The weekly edition of the K-State Chris Kleiman Radio Show with the head coach. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State. You know, last week, Coach Kleiman was on having to talk about back-to-back losses and a 1-3 record, and they didn't play last weekend. Coach Kleiman is still talking about it.
Well, they didn't lose.
They didn't lose. They didn't lose. Maybe he'll focus more on Saturday's game. K-State hosting undefeated Central Florida Saturday morning in Manhattan. So you got the Chris Kleiman Show at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. Then after that, you'll have Royals baseball. The Royals are on the West Coast for some late-night ball to finish out the season. The Royals visiting last-place Los Angeles Angels. And the Royals last night were able to score early and take advantage of that. And it sure helps when catcher Salvador Perez has runners in scoring position.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slapped into center field. Bryce Teodosio sprints in, plays it on a bounce. It's a base hit. Bobby Witt Jr. gets waved around third. Here he comes home. The throw's late. Bobby Witt Jr. scores with a slide. Salvador Perez has another hit and another RBI. And the Royals have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. It's Salvi's 97th RBI of the season. It is also the 1,013th of his major league career. He officially moves into second place all-time in Royals history, passing Hal McRae.
Yeah, only George Brett has more RBIs in Royals history now than Salvador Perez. Quite a bit more. The Royals won that game last night 8-4, 31,000 at the game in L.A. You heard it on KFH last night, of course. The Royals now with a winning record on the season, 79-78 with five games to go. Of course, we talked yesterday about the fact that the Royals had an astronomically small chance of making the playoffs. That is now gone. The Royals are officially eliminated. They will not make the postseason after getting to the playoffs last year. Not this year.
But three games, and they have a winning record, right? They got three more wins, and they can maintain. If they can close out.
Well, you got to get four more.
Yeah.
You got to be 83-81 if you want to finish with a winning record. So we'll see how they pull it off. The Royals and the... No, you're right. Yeah, it's 82 wins. Yeah,
I'm no math major.
I'm in a Wednesday morning fog already. Yeah, you had it right. The Royals and the Angels again tonight at 8:30 for some late-night baseball over on KFH. Five games to go in the season. Some football news. Back to football. Oklahoma State has fired its longtime head coach, Mike Gundy, after 21 years. Oklahoma State has fallen on some hard times lately. Not good last season and pretty poor so far this season. The interim coach to lead the Cowboys is now 60-year-old Doug Meacham, former offensive coordinator at KU in 2017 and 2018. And Doug Meacham takes over at Oklahoma State in the interim. Mike Gundy is out. And some sad news. Former Butler County running back Rudy Johnson has died at the age of 45. Apparently he committed suicide in Florida. Boy, what a great running back. During his 2 years at Butler, back-to-back national championships. In that 1999 championship game, he rushed for 375 yards and seven touchdowns. He was the National JUCO Player of the Year. He's in the National JUCO Hall of Fame. Had a nice career at Auburn after that. He was the Southeastern Conference Player of the Year in 2000. And he ran for 8 years in the National Football League, most of those with the Cincinnati Bengals. He had 3,000-yard seasons with the Bengals. Former Butler running back Rudy Johnson has died of suicide. He was 45 years old. Happy birthday today. We got a soccer birthday for former Wichita Wings goalie Jan Olsen, Wings goalie in the mid-1980s, native of Denmark. Happy birthday to Jan Olsen, former Wings goalie. He is 68 years old today. That is sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, and Cajun seasoning and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza is now available in a lunch or full size at WBC. That's pizza and beer made here. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've got traffic and weather on the way. And what ingredient is showing up in supplements without backing from the FDA? We'll find out. A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta is next. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chittaw's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, September 24th. Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. During yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council discussed efforts by city's law department to create a license process for hotels and motels.
Those entities currently are regulated by the state. If police receive a complaint, there's not much they could do outside of enforcing the law. The city says an ordinance that would license hotels might allow them to respond faster, but add that the licensing process and the added work would be burdensome. The workshop also included a discussion about economic development. The city is discussing a proposal to move away from program-based incentives like industrial revenue bonds and tax increment financing to incentives like property tax abatements and sales tax exemptions. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump is appearing to be changing his stance again on the war in Ukraine after meeting with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Tuesday during the UN General Assembly.
Russia continues to occupy about 20% of Ukraine. On social media, Trump said he now thinks Ukraine is in a position to take back all of that territory. A big topic of discussion in New York this week was the recent breach of NATO airspace when these armed Russian MiG-31 Foxhounds flew over Estonia for 12 minutes. Trump was asked what NATO should do in the future if this happens again.
Mr. President, do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Now, last night on Special Report with Brett Baer, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his relationship has improved with President Trump.
That was Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington.
A man has been charged in connection with the hit-and-run death of a man on a bicycle just north of downtown Wichita. 21-year-old Blaine Hughes is charged with failure to stop at an accident resulting in the death of 57-year-old Daniel Forshee. That accident happened a week ago tonight at Broadway and Murdoch. Hughes is still in jail on a $100,000 bond.
A Florida jury on Tuesday found Ryan Ruth guilty of trying to kill President Trump last year. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
December 18th is when Ryan Ruth will be sentenced for attempting to kill President Trump. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche told Fox's Martha McCallum he's grateful federal marshals stopped Ruth from stabbing himself with a pen after the verdict.
At this point, I think we all want justice, and justice includes a sentence and a term of imprisonment.
As for what that sentence will be, Blanche says he won't predict what Judge Eileen Cannon will decide.
If you're a defense counsel or Mr. Ruth, you're hoping that the sentence is a number and not letters.
Blanche means the letters in the word life, which the most serious of Ruth's convictions carry. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County payment system offline for the second time this month. County spokesperson says it's not known when it'll be restored. The county says some departments are still accepting alternative forms of payment, cash or check, but they recommend contacting the department you need to deal with directly if you need to make a payment. Last week, the system also went offline. This was after a vendor conducted a server update and crashed the payment system.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced in a press release Tuesday that his office has filed a lawsuit against Snapchat The lawsuit alleges that Snapchat has engaged in deceptive and unconscionable acts, resulting in harm to Kansas teenagers. According to Kobach, Snapchat falsely represents that Snapchat is safe for children, yet has contended that Kobach's lawsuit says is unsafe. The lawsuit also alleges that the platform was intentionally designed to be addictive and that Snap knowingly misrepresented the safety of the app to both parents and consumers using 12-plus and T for teen age ratings, all while including content such as profanity, sex content, nudity, and more, according to Kobach's lawsuit.
NASA introducing 10 new candidates to become astronauts.
This is a highly, highly competitive process. So more than 8,000 people across the country applied to become an astronaut. Only 10 were selected to become part of this 2025 new class. The class is made up of 6 women and 4 men. They have to undergo this intensive training program. It's 2 years long, and then they're qualified to take on space missions to the moon and eventually Mars. Their backgrounds are diverse. It includes former military pilots, a geologist, and a former SpaceX launch director.
And that's Fox's Brooke Taylor with that report from Houston.
Well, if you've been to a Starbucks, you can know that usually the message written on a coffee order is positive. Fox's Monica DeLuca tells us one is going viral for the wrong reasons.
After ordering the late Charlie Kirk's go-to Starbucks order, a Mint Majesty tea with 2 honeys, an Ohio woman was shocked to see the message written on the side of the cup by an employee. Autumn Perkins sharing a picture of the cup, which read, "Racist fave drink." She tells Fox News Digital, "I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we respect each other." In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for Starbucks says, "Writing this on a cup is unacceptable," adding, "This Starbucks location is licensed and operated by Kroger, and we understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
It's 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on this Wednesday morning. Let's check our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet start to our Wednesday with off and on showers through about lunchtime, then mostly cloudy skies and a high of 73. Becoming mostly clear, a bit cooler, 57 tonight. Back over to mostly sunny skies and warmer on Thursday, high 79. Bright blue skies and a high of 80 on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we await the sunrise. We have a breeze out of the north. It's mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and now it's time to check in and get that great information as always. It is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Tuesday, we saw the live cattle trade higher, but did not make new highs for the week, and they closed negative on bear spreading action. Now, the feeders also opened higher yesterday and did make new highs for the week and closed positive, but they also saw bear spreading action. There was plenty of talk of USDA with ideas of how to bail out the cattle industry that caused the feeder futures to bounce around a lot yesterday. Lean hogs had some new contract highs and closed positive. On the close, December live cattle down $1.47 at $238.75. October feeder 77 cents higher at $362.12. In December, lean hogs $1.97 higher at $90.72. With no export tax, China bought 10 to 15 cargoes of Argentine soybeans. Mexico bought more U.S. corn. Dr. Kerdonner lowered his estimates on the U.S. corn and soybean yields. And after early negative trading yesterday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 0.75 cents higher at 5.12 1/4. December corn down 0.5 cents at 4.25 3/4. November soybeans 5.5 lower at 10.06 1/2. November crude oil 60 cents higher at 64.01. December gold down $14 at 3,800. $1. And December S&P 10.75 points higher at 6,726. December dollar index 49 cents higher at 97.38. And December Dow Jones futures up 28 points at 46,665. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to go. But what is Mexico buying more from us?
They've been buying corn.
Oh, okay.
They've been buying a lot of corn. They was our best customer this year. We have what they call flash sales. Those are large enough sales they have to be reported on a daily basis, and that's what it was yesterday. There was a flash sale that Mexico had bought more of our U.S. corn.
Mexico's a pretty big ag customer for us, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They've been doing really good at buying not only corn, but wheat and soybeans. Of course, they've been having to buy more corn to help feed the cattle down there that cannot come across the border right now to the U.S.
Of course, we talked about low numbers. Yesterday, we were talking about the low numbers of cattle in the U.S. Do you know what the numbers are in Mexico?
I honestly couldn't tell you, but the numbers are growing for the simple fact they can't export their feeder cattle into the U.S., so that is making a growing situation down there. And there's even talk that they're talking about putting in their own beef packing plants to handle some of these cattle that they are feeding now that they will butcher themselves and hopefully sell beef to the U.S., it sounds like.
Oh, my. Well, all right. Good information as always. Tom, we appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ted.
There he goes. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's see. we have the money tracker Don Grant coming up with us. Oh, yeah, here it is. Middle class earners' financial concerns. I couldn't read my own writing.
It happens.
There we go. It's the 6 o'clock hour, right? We're lucky anything is getting out. All right, there you go. That'll be the money tracker with Don Grant.
Need
middle
more
class
coffee.
Earners. Financial concerns. Don coming up shortly. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. .646 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Two men have been arrested after a scam defrauded an 84-year-old woman out of more than $250,000 in Sedgwick County.
Two.
Jimmy Kimmel back to late-night television last night after being suspended for less than a week.
One.
Iran has begun rebuilding missile production sites that were targeted by Israel during its 12-day war back in June. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Conditions in traffic right now are looking pretty good, however. There's always an however there. We do have the traffic volumes picking up enough that it's starting to slow things down in that construction area on Kellogg, right in the downtown area at the Central Business District. At the moment, the backup is a little bit worse westbound than it is eastbound, but that will probably change usually eastbound. This time of day, that starts to get really, really backed up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Looking for a high today of 73 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky. Tonight, it'll clear off, mostly clear and cooler, low down to 57. And then tomorrow, it'll be a warmer day on Thursday, mostly sunny, high tomorrow, 79. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north. It is mostly cloudy as we await the sunrise. It is 63 degrees on our way to a high of 73 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Hey, it's Wednesday. That means $5 select whiskeys. The Monarch with a menu of more than 50 different pours, and they are marked for $5 today. Get down to the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, right there at the roundabout in Delano. What a great place to hang out and get a $5 whiskey today. The Monarch. It is 6:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's look back yesterday and see what happened at the stock market.
A choppy trading session with stocks pulling back from record highs and finishing lower as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke at an event in Rhode Island this afternoon. Powell warning that there's no risk-free path, and he judged the central bank's interest rate stance is still modestly restrictive, implying more wiggle room to reduce rates this year if officials continue to judge that recent labor market softness outweighs setbacks on inflation. The Dow winners, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amazon, NVIDIA, and Microsoft. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq lower by 215, S&P 500 down 37. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Middle class earners, financial concerns. Look who has joined us here live in studio. It's the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. You know, American middle class earners have seen good times and bad. Following World War II, a middle-class single earner could support a family of five and have enough to put a couple of kids through college. But that's changed, and the middle class, as we know it from the 50s through the 80s, is shrinking. What are the biggest concerns for families in 2025? Well, for many, it feels like paychecks just don't stretch far enough. Incomes are higher than last year, but the basics like groceries, gas, health care, and housing keep eating up more of the budget. In fact, nearly 62% of middle-class adults report stress over finances, and close to half say that they're worse off financially within that year. A $500 surprise expense can throw everything off track. Housing is the biggest stress point. Mortgage payments now average more than $2,000 per month, and rents continue to climb. Add health insurance premiums having their biggest jump in 15 years, and it's easy to see why many middle-class families are stressed out. To make ends meet, we're cutting back on extra, delaying vacations, and even working a second job. Nearly 40% of middle-income earners say that they've taken on side work to cover costs. Covering today's bills while still trying to save for tomorrow is a juggling act. Still, there's reason for hope. The middle class has always adopted. They've found ways to stretch, save, and push forward. It's also a reminder financial stability doesn't just happen. It takes a plan, discipline, and sometimes tough choices. Families who can make it through these current challenges will be in the best position to weather whatever comes next. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, so if the middle class has gotten squeezed over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, what about either side? Do we have more people in poverty? Do we have more people rich?
You just nailed it.
It's gone both ways?
No, it hasn't gone both ways.
Well,
it has gone both ways. We have a greater, extremely wealthy class, and we have a greater, extremely poor class. Those are the stats.
Which is kind of always how we thought other countries operate, the very rich and the very poor. We were the kind of the bedrock of a massive middle class.
Yeah, we had a very, very strong economy coming out of World War II.
Yeah.
You know, getting soldiers back to work and you know, traditionally one-income families could make it, but it's a different world. I went to the grocery store yesterday, and
I did too.
A bag of what are the brand? The Honeycrisp apples, the mid-size apples in the bag, $8.67 for a 3-pound bag of apples. Blew me away. So
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Must be a low crop this year of Honeycrisp apples or something going on. So
used to, you would think of an apple, like during the Depression, is like the cheapest thing ever. Everybody could
exactly
pour an apple,
yeah,
an
I mean,
apple a day. But whew.
There now, I'm a bit of a snob because I love those Honeycrisp apples.
I mean,
the Gala apples were, I think, $3.80 a bag, which used to be like $1.87.
Used to be, yeah, half.
Yeah. So anyway,
all right. Yeah.
Welcome to life.
That's our world that we live in.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? Yeah, I think I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. Okay, it happens to us all.
But what do you got going on here on this? Oh, I was going to ask you where you
hump
got
day.
It's Wednesday and it's we're 3 days out from the chili cook-off.
Oh, Wagon Master Downtown Chili Cook-off,
yeah.
Baby. That's where $5 still is a good deal.
Kidding.
Oh yeah, $5 for a tasting kit. You have as much chili as you want. Wagon Masters. I don't know how many gallons we're doing this year. We did about 350 gallons last year, and we give it all away. And we sometimes, if there's a little bit left, we take it down to the Lord's Diner mm-hmm. and give it to them, and they can use yeah. it for those people. But no, it's an amazing event. All kinds of stuff going on, as you know, all kinds of fun and frivolity.
That's a lot of beans.
Always a good time.
It is a lot of beans. Now, of course, that raises the question. Beans or no beans?
Oh, beans.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you. Got to have beans.
Yes.
Got to have beans. Yeah.
Definitely.
I agree. It's not chili without beans.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, the weather is just going to be perfect.
We love that. We like it a little cool because then people might want a beverage.
Yes.
You know, and we'll have plenty of cold beverages down there.
Very nice.
And just the usual fun. It's a family event.
Beans. Beer. There's a toxic combination.
Well, and we try as hard as we can to keep it affordable. I mean, the whole reason is the good thing is we have a number of wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Mm-hmm. So the event is kind of paid for when we walk into it because of the sponsors who want to be a part of it, getting out the, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, being a part of the event, and so that $5 is a little bit subsidized by the sponsors, but it certainly makes it worth it. And we're just, the main thing is, we promote the good life as Wagon Masters, and we want to promote it for families to be able to have them come down and have an affordable day in town.
Great event.
I'll say this about the chili cook-off. Every year you go down there, you see how many people turn out for this thing. It is amazing. It is amazing that a chili cook-off can draw like that. It really is amazing.
Yeah. I don't know how many teams we have this year, probably 50 or 60, and we usually get about 10,000 people down there, but we've got a big enough footprint that it doesn't feel like you're elbow to elbow. You know, you got plenty of room. Yeah. So
it's a great event. Bring your appetite.
Exactly.
What time does the tasting begin?
You want to get down there 10:30, 11. I think the bell goes off at the horn goes off at noon. Yeah. But there's plenty of things to do.
We got
all kinds of games down there, things for the kids to do, and live music, and just a great events.
So. Awesome. Look at number 3 days up.
All right. We'll see you down there.
Let you get going. All right. He's got 350 gallons to get going.
I got to start cooking.
Got to add those beans.
All right. Exactly.
Thank you, Don. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we have the 7 o'clock hour on the way. Some more discussions yesterday at the city concerning the homeless encampment ordinance. Thoughts on that from some council members. KNSS News Time is 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.